Hey everybody, what's going on? It's your boy Ninja from Above. Today, I got another review for you. Today, we review Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. I know, I'm a little late. I think it came out in 2023, like February of 2023. I wanted to take some time, see what everybody else said about it, and I was told mixed, if not terrible, reviews about this movie. So I figured I'd let you guys know. So first off, I'm going to let you know I gave this movie like a 1, maybe a 2, like a 1.5. We'll go with 1.5. That's what we do here. 1.5 for Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. If anybody asked, did we need Winnie the Pooh horror? The answer is, it would have been nice if it was different. So, the plot of the movie is that Christopher Robin leaves the 100-acre wood to go to college. He leaves all of his friends behind. They end up going back to their animalistic instincts because they have no, you know, they can't find food or water. So they're like, okay, we attest humans now because Christopher Robin left us on our own. And, now we hate people, and they resorted to like eating people and cannibalism and stuff like that. That's the premise of the whole movie. That's the briefest synopsis I can give you. So we'll go into a little further analysis, which is going to hit some minor spoilers for the movie. They end up, I'll give you about 2 seconds to leave before spoilers are told. 1, 2. Okay, here we go. So we got the group, after Christopher Robin leaves, end up agreeing, because they become malnourished and everything, they end up agreeing to eat one of the members of the group. And of course it was one of my favorite, Eeyore. Eeyore gets eaten, which sucks. Like right off rip, point deducted. Eeyore gets eaten. And then they made a pact to basically not like humans anymore and never speak ever again. Christopher Robin comes back, graduates college, goes back to the 100-acre wood to find out, you know, how all of his old friends are doing. He goes with his fiance at the time, Mary, and you know, you could tell things are different. You know, first of all, I hated the fact that the 100-acre woods, like he went in there and there were like RVs and trailers and trucks, like old beat up trucks. Like what's Pooh doing with beaters? You know what I mean? It was just weird. Anyway, and they're going back to animalistic instincts. So why is all this new technology here? Besides that point, because that frustrated me, they go back over there. They find out that it looks a lot different. There's blood places. They did some cool things where they like showed off the treehouse, and they showed off like Pooh's honey pot and stuff like that, which was cool. Piglet comes out of nowhere, kills Mary, right? Straight up, kills Mary. Pooh and like Christopher runs into Pooh and Piglet and he's like, why are you guys like this? This isn't how I left you. You guys are my friends. What's happening? Why you just killed my wife? Blah, blah, blah. And I liked what they did with the animation. The animation was fantastic. Because they did like little segments of animation within the first like 10 minutes of the movie. The first animation was them becoming malnourished and then eating Eeyore, right? That was all animated. It was great. And they had a narrator speaking over it, which was incredible. That part was good. Then it went over to like Christopher Robin entering the 100-acre, and you see all the beaters and all the weird RVs and grills and stuff in the 100-acre wood, and you're like, okay, this is kind of weird. And then it goes back to the animation again where Pooh and Piglet drag Christopher Robin into the woods. They show him Eeyore and what they had to do, and then they burn Mary, like her corpse. in front of him. So then it fast forwards a little bit. Some university students all have a get together. It's an entire female cast, by the way, other than Pooh Piglet and Christopher Robin. Which I was like, okay, girls' night, you know, yeah, they're going to go ahead and they're going to have a fun time. You know, it's a slasher film, whatever. So they go over. The one is having problems because she used to get stalked by a guy. So her therapist tells her to get out, go to a very distant, vacant location, take some time away from people and things. And so she grabs her friends. I don't know where that correlates. Hey, take some time away from everybody. Just take some time to be by yourself. Hey, girls, we're going on a road trip. That don't make any sense, but whatever. She brings all of her friends over to an Airbnb. I think it was an Airbnb. Like, at one point, they talk about it like it's their friend's house, but then another point, they talk about it like it's an Airbnb. Anyway, they find one of the girls loses her way over there. It's right by the 100 Acre Wood. So, of course, Pooh and Piglet, well, I guess it was just Pooh. Pooh had a lot of screen time. Pooh finds this girl and, like, throws her in a wood chipper, right? That was pretty much it. That was the end of her. She got lost, finds Pooh looking in the woods for the house, and Pooh kills her. So then what happens? They find the house that all the girls are staying in. I think it was because they were making food or something. I don't know. Pooh kept look like he was smelling stuff. Like he was just smelling for things. So I'm going to assume he smelled like, but they weren't cooking. So I'm assuming he smelled like the wine or something in the hot tub, or maybe it was a fragrance that they were wearing that was really strong to animals. I don't know. So they find the place somehow, miraculously, and end up killing the one girl who is alone in the hot tub, of course. They drive cars. Pooh and Piglet apparently drive vehicles, which I thought was very strange. So they run her head over with the car. That's all they do with her. They don't, like, you know, try and drink her blood or anything like that. They just would. I don't know. It's weird. So then fast forward, the girls have a gun. So I'm like, hell yeah, we got a gun. We can actually kill, you know, we can kill Pooh and Piglet. We can kill one of them, right? So they go to the place that they are at in the 100 Acre Wood, and they have their friend on their back. So they're like, oh, we should take some time, wait till our friend's off of, you know, out of the way so we don't accidentally shoot her. I forgot to mention prior to this, there was a pool scene, and you guys have seen the pool scene in the trailer. The pool scene was so bad. Like, the ending of the pool scene was really cool, but throughout the pool scene, you can't see anything. Like, it's going up in the water, down in the water, back down in the water, up in the water. It's got, like, pieces of her, like, swimming, and then, like, Piglet kind of walking real slow through. It was really like you couldn't tell what was going on because of all the, like, it's going up, it's going down, it's going up, it's going down, it's going above the waves, it's going below the waves, it's going right where that the watery part kind of, like, you know, when you're swimming in the water, you start flailing real quick and bubbles start getting made and waves, like, splash right at that point. And I was like, okay, I can't see what's happening. So I didn't like that too much. Anyway, they kidnap the one girl, start bringing her over. They got the gun. They find Christopher Robin. Shocker. They find Christopher Robin is still alive, which I was like, oh, that's weird. Why'd they keep Christopher Robin alive? But it was because Pooh was conflicted on whether or not he wanted to kill Christopher Robin because it was his friend for years and he was having flashbacks to, like, silly old bear, blah, blah, blah. So he was very conflicted on whether or not he wanted to even kill Christopher Robin because he was always a friend to him. So they find her, or they find him, they free him, and then he's nowhere to be seen for like another 30 minutes. I don't know where this dude went. He's gone for a hot minute. So they go off. They're like, okay, we got Pooh. Or I'm sorry, we got our friend Zoe, I think her name was, or whatever. They got her friend. They find another girl. There was no introduction to this other girl whatsoever. She was just some psychotic lady. So apparently Piglet had brought in a woman that morning, and the only way they introduced it was she was screaming in the background. And I was like, who the hell is this? There's another person? That doesn't make any sense. Well, Christopher Robin tells him, oh yeah, Piglet brought her in this morning. Go save her. Don't worry about me. That's the last we see of Christopher Robin for like 30 minutes. They go over, they save this girl, which I'm going to be honest with you, the ropes and chains, I mean, do better, because those ropes like slid off of her arms so fast. I was like, it was almost like she wanted to be there, you know? She said that Piglet mauls her whenever he feels like. So she steals the gun from the girl and says, I'm going to mess him up. I'm going to kill him. Well, of course, she just randomly blind fires the weapon for absolutely no reason at nothing to draw out Piglet's attention. Well, the gun only had one bullet in it, which was wonderful. And then the one girl, she goes, the gun's not working. What do you mean? You didn't check the rounds before you get... Like, she just kind of yeeted it from your hands. You didn't know how many rounds were in it? Anyway, she dies, inevitably, because Pooh, like, sprinkles honey all over her face, and then Piglet just eats her face off, pretty much. Pooh chases them into the woods because he hears them go, oh my god! The worst part was they scream at the worst times. They're quiet at the times they don't need to be quiet, and then they're, like, screaming at the times where you need to be running. You know what I mean? It was just really, like, it was frustrating. It was one of those horror movies where you're like, just shut up and you'd be fine. Like, one of those. So he chases them into the woods. One of the girls stays behind, hits Piglet in the face with a sledgehammer, ties him up to where he was mauling the girl, the other girl, and she kills Piglet. So Piglet's dead. No more Piglet. Pooh hears Piglet, you know, like squealing. He starts doing his pig squeal. And Pooh goes over there. He kills the girl that killed Piglet. So Pooh comes back. I'm skipping some parts because it's just nonsense parts. Pooh comes back to where the other people were, what's her name was, the two girls that were left, and kills the one girl. Just, oh, dude, there was the worst car scene in the world. So Pooh is on top of the vehicle, and if you are a person with half a brain, you know if you slam on the brakes, he will fly forward off of the top of the vehicle, or fishtail it when he was in the tailgate. I don't understand why this woman just kept driving. He's crawling on the top of the vehicle to get to the driver's mirror. Like, if you just slam on the brakes, he's gone. It was so frustrating, that whole car scene. And it went on for like 5 minutes. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. There is no way. So anyway, car scene ends with him killing the one girl because she wrecks the vehicle by running into, like, I don't know. She either runs into a tree, runs into a... I don't know what she ran into because the placement didn't make any sense. He kills her friend. She gets out. He's about to kill her. And then Christopher Robin pulls up with another truck and boom. Squishes Pooh between the two vehicles. Pooh is allegedly dead, right? It was like, oh, snap, you got Pooh. He picks up the girl. Pooh starts moving. And I'm like, bro, this dude is like Michael Myers. He just don't die. There is no way that he's this strong, right? Anyway, they did a fantastic job with like the masks and stuff. I just want to make like a side note. They did a fantastic job with like the cosmetics for the face, because when Pooh was smiling, you could tell. When Pooh was frowning, you could tell. When Piglet was smiling, same concept. They did a good job with the face prosthetics, but they did not, like, the rest of the body was just like human features. Anywho, get back to where we are. Christopher Robin sees Pooh is still alive. Sorry, that's my dogs. Sees Pooh is still alive. He begs Pooh to leave her alone. He's like, Pooh, please take me. Don't kill her. You want me. I will stay with you forever. And Pooh looks at him and says, you left. And I honestly, I was expecting like the, you left, you know, like the Pooh voice. I can't do the Pooh voice, so don't tell me. But it was like a deeper version of that Pooh voice. It was actually pretty good. But he just says those two words and then slashes her throat, like just cuts her throat. And then Christopher, he's like, what's funny is there's like a 2 minute moment after he cuts her throat where she's just like dying on top of Christopher. And she's like, go run. And I'm sitting there like, where? Where's he gonna run? Pooh has been chasing you the whole movie, finding you everywhere you go. Where's he gonna go? Right? So then I guess Christopher sees that Pooh is never gonna change. Pooh goes down, just starts repeatedly crushing in Maria's skull with a knife, and Christopher runs away. And that is the end of the movie. That's how the movie ends. You got Nikolai Leon as Christopher Robin. You got Craig David Dowsett as Winnie the Pooh, and Chris Cordell as Piglet. Maria Taylor as Maria. Wow. Natasha Rose Mills as Jessica. Amber Doig Thorne as Alice. I'm not going to go through this whole list, but Toby Wynn Davies, he was the narrator. He did a fantastic job. He did a very good job. The guy who played Christopher Robin actually did a fantastic job as well. I'm not mad at him. He did a pretty good job. They left it open for a sequel. And as far as I know, I think that there is going to be a second one. As far as, yep, it looks like they are working on making a second one. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2. It looks like it's supposed to be coming out. Wow, they really changed the face prosthetics on that one. It looks like they're changing some of the actors up as well, which is very strange. Anyway, yeah, so did I already rate that? I gave it a 2, maybe a 1, like a 1.5. The only reason it got that rating is because of the narration, and the animation was really good. And the story, the backstory behind it is amazing. But as far as like the movie itself, it was bad. as far as the movie itself, it was not very good. What the hell? I'm looking at Blood and Honey 2, and I'm seeing that it looks like Piglet's back, which is, that doesn't make a lot of sense. I see Pooh, they're doing some more stuff with like his hands and feet, which is, that's always a good thing. That looks like it might be Rabbit might be in the movie. That's another thing, I was hoping that they would add more people into the movie, but they didn't. Oh my god, yeah, they got Piglet. How is Piglet? Piglet's dead. I guess Piglet's not dead, because he's in the second one. Then you got Tigger. Okay. They have Owl. Okay. Let's see. And that's it. Okay, so Blood and Honey 2. Expect it in 2024, I think it says. Yeah, 2024. I don't know, man. I would not recommend this movie. I would say, you know, you're all good. Just knowing what I told you. Other than that, yeah, that's Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. It's not very good. Let's see what it got on IMDb. I wanna know what it got. Let me look real quick, and then I'll let you guys go. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Let's see what it got. It got a 2.9. So I was right about my 1.5. Hell yeah. All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Like I said, not very good. All right, guys. Catch you in the next one. Next one. Godzilla -1.